Hello everybody, I'm George Milan. Thank you for coming back to my channel. This is celebrating 4 years since the Roe versus Wade ruling was overturned by the United States Supreme Court. So go back to 1973, the original ruling. It actually dates to a woman who was pregnant with her child in 1969, if I got that correctly, in Texas. She had killed a previous child of hers. She wanted to murder the second one. And in Texas, that was permitted if the child was conceived through rape. Well, how do you prove that? I mean, unless you can apprehend the rapist, the trial be over before the child's born, and blah, blah, blah. You didn't need that. You needed a police report. So she got to the police saying she was raped. Anyway, she didn't do that. In the end, her daughter was born, thank goodness. And her daughter's still alive. If you disagree with this overturning of Roe versus Wade, you could actually enact it. You could go and kill that woman, okay, who's still alive, you know, so well into her 50s. Because that's what it's about, that she should have been killed. If you can't kill her in 1969, you can kill her now. The effect is the same. We're talking about the same person. DNA would prove, you know, you could take a DNA sample from you as a fetus, an embryo, and you can, and then are born and live many decades. It's the same DNA. We're talking about the same individual. Anyway, so two lawyers argued the case all the way to the US Supreme Court. You might think is rather hypothetical, as the child was already born, and that nobody was advocating killing the child after she was born. And the Supreme Court said, well, this is a matter of privacy, which is guaranteed under the United States Constitution, and therefore no states can't have a blanket ban on abortion, with exceptions for to save the mother's life. So they have to, generally speaking, allow it. They're allowed to have some limitations, some time limits, that the child can be, only below 20 weeks gestational age, or the girl or boy can only be 24 weeks or whatever. And even beyond that, you can have exceptions if the child has a cleft palate or some, death penalty offense like that. Anyway, so for a long time, people had wanted to overturn this. Anyone who cares about child protection had wanted to do this. You know, Western society is fixated with child protection. Maybe that's a good thing. You think of acts of violence that could be committed against a child, like slapping a child or punching a child or kicking a child or terrible things like that. And the worst thing of all is that the violence kills the child. If you were to cut off a child from oxygen until the point of death, and that would be murder. If you were to inject the child with a deadly poison, that would be murder. If you were to rip a child apart and cause a child to bleed to death, that would be murder. And all this is legal in most countries, so long as the child is young enough, and depending on the child's place. And obviously in places like the Netherlands and Belgium, is allowed after the child is born, right up to the age of 18, if the child's rather ill, and so on. So I'm not religious. I never argue from a religious standpoint. And it's even worse for me, because I don't believe these babies have got heaven to go to. Some religious people do. But anyway, so finally the decision was made, partly to do with Donald Trump's appointments to the Supreme Court, and they said this is illegal. So it's up to the states. The states can make their own laws on this, and a lot of children have been saved. And so they've done the studies, and 128,000 more children were born than one would expect over the previous 4 years. So these mothers who would have aborted their children didn't, because it was made more difficult, or just thought again. And you can go to another state where it is allowed, but that was more money, more time, and time passed. And the later it gets in the child's gestational life, the less unlikely the mother is to do it. And obviously, fathers are involved, and fathers are often the ones who pressurize them, coerce them, encourage them, or whatever, in any way expedite it. The fathers are just as guilty as the mothers. That point really needs to be underscored a lot more. And so 128,000 lives saved. Now, and nobody's against removing a corpse from the mother if the child unfortunately dies naturally in utero. That's another lie put around by the abortion industry. Or saying they don't do this when they should save the mother's life. And all this legislation says, but if the only way to save the mother's life is to kill the child, then yes, you're allowed to do it, which is a horrific thing. And that was often the case before 1973. There is no case of any doctor or nurse in the United States or anywhere in the world, as far as I know, who killed a child in utero because that was the only way to save the mother. If you can find me a single case, I'd like to know about it. Now, there are five cases that the abortion industry claims of mothers who died because the child wasn't aborted, right? And this is hotly contested. Or they don't even say it's because there is a contributory factor. I would hope that's not the case. I don't want any mothers to die. But, you know, unfortunately, this happens sometime. Obviously, you've got to try and do that. Even if that is true, that would be because the legislation was badly drafted or people misunderstood by the physicians. The laws say, and if you have to kill the child to save the mum, you're allowed to do it. But even that was, even if that were true, 128,000 lives saved, five lost. I know that's terrible, but which figure is higher? Okay, we can't save every life. We save as many as we can. This legislation definitely saved lives. Obviously, it needs to go much, much further. It should be a federal law. It should be in every single state. It should be all over the world, defending children, defending the defenseless, saving them. These girls and boys. It could be you. It could be me. You wouldn't do it to an adult. Why would you do it to a child? You know? Okay. So, yeah. Am I against abortion? Well, yes, because of course it's murder. But obviously, the only way to save the mother, we're going to have to do it. Am I against shooting adults? Yes, I am. But sometimes it's the only way to save the innocent, and then we have to do it. So that's it. Anyway, celebrate, jubilate. One good thing Donald Trump did, even if he did it for the wrong reasons, it is saving lives. But we need to go much, much further. Okay, but unfortunately, we slip back into barbarism and infanticide, murder in the Republic of Ireland. We lost our way. Anyway, do what you can to defend children. Thank you so much on my channel. Goodbye.